Around the world, around the world. one more time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Jack on Jingle Heaven, and the show today is going to be I think similar to last week, except last week we listened to about, you know, a playlist that went on for about half the show, and then we did some of my top songs. This is not going to be like that. It's going to be more like the first half of the playlist, which was a lot of jazzier, you know. I saw some playlist on Spotify that was described as like the intersection between indie and jazz or something like that. But that might be a good way to describe this. You just heard Chris Cohen with Physical Address. That's a lot of stuff from Mexican Summer, that label, and I've really just been trying to listen to all the stuff I can this week, and it's interesting. I mean, you find out a lot of connections between musicians that just make sense after a while. Last night I was reading about this guy who's got a studio in Brooklyn that just, you know, a very strange set of musicians have all recorded at, and it's like, oh, you know, I like a lot of these, maybe that says something. I think I'll move on straight into the music here with some Part-Time. I think that's also Mexican Summer. No, not that one, but you know, same kind of thing. Hope you enjoy the music, and I'll be back soon to talk about it.
I went away.
Seems like a good place to leave off there on the first set. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And let me go through that set. So you just heard Raw Thrills, who's actually the brother of Natalie Meering, who goes by Wise Blood, and who makes sort of chamber pop, very lushly orchestrated pop music. Her brother is out here making I don't know, this is an interesting album, Mondo Combo. The song is The Count of Monte Critico, featuring Christina Schneider, who I played last week. Yeah, this album from 2018 is just featuring a lot of these people from what you might call the hypnagogic pop scene. You've got like James Ferraro on here, you know. And, so, interesting thing to look at, some more. I think I probably will listen to more. Before that was, Blanche, Blanche, Blanche with Fireworks. I think I've played them before, or I know I've played them before, but I think I might have even played that song before. Before that was Meditations on Crime, with Steal This Mug. A project kind of comparable to Raw Thrills, just kind of throwing a bunch of people on these tracks, in the same sort of scene. Before that was Part Time with Cassie, it says it was released in 2021. I don't think it actually was. I think it was released in 2011 or something. And we started the set with Physical Address by Chris Cohen. I think I already introduced that. Oh, so I guess I really could have played another song, you know, it's the way I usually do the sets, but that's okay. I meant to sort of keep it in this very poppy side of the playlist, but that last one is pretty jazzy, so I'm thinking we'll just go straight into the more jazzy stuff and then come out of the show back into indie world. So I'm just going to go completely into it here with some Lounge Lizards, which is a group that John Lurie started in, I want to say the 80s, but it's cool stuff, and I hope you enjoy it, and I'll come back to read a PSA and talk some more later. This is Voice of Chunk. We'll be right back.
to recap, you first heard ceramicist and Derrida scholar Tori Kudo, who recorded his voice and guitar from Village Hototogui's studio in Matsuyama.
Yeah, let's not replace the DJ on the track there. I forgot that album does have that sort of, you know, radio host interlude on most of the songs. But I think this is a pretty good place to stop anyway. I do have one more song that kind of will bring us back to the less jazzy side of things. But yeah, that was a pretty interesting collection, I guess. I don't know about the transition between Lounge Lizards and Nowhere, but I do like the Nowhere album. I just listened to it yesterday. One of the big jazz releases of the year, I guess. Jazz funk, new jazz, you might say. Obviously a big fan of the last track. I've got the PSA book here, and I'm going to go ahead and read from that, and then we'll get back to the music. Some of these pages look so old, and yet, you know, I don't think I've ever seen them. Oh man, that one's really long. Events.tufts.edu PSA. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. And, as far as the music side goes, there's a lot of great stuff they have over at Granoff, the music department puts on. I just went this week to see the Klezmer Ensemble. They were great. I performed with the New Music Ensemble last week, and I heard people liked it. I think there's a few more events. I think today is Kiniwe. And, yeah, that might be it. For what I can remember. I think maybe the jazz orchestra is playing this Sunday. There's a lot to do. There's also a really cool gallery on it at the... I can't really remember. There's another PSA that has the exact name of the gallery, but it's in the building next to the music building, and there's some great Brazilian indigenous art up, and I went to it for a class this week, and it was really good. But I'll keep the music going now that I've read that. This is going to be Sam Wilkes with AG, or A-G, off his album Driving, which I believe is from... Yeah, it's from this year. So a lot of good new jazzy independent stuff. But yeah, enjoy it.
Hey. I don't feel inadequate. What did she tell you?
She's conceived. She doesn't know. She's so stupid. I hope we can be friends.
And I
thank you.
wherever it falls. Lights from the corner down.
A fun set. I forgot about that ending of that song. It's funny. That was, of course, Peter Gabriel with a song from his new album, Io. Well, the song is Road to Joy. Interesting thing about the album is it has two mixes. It's essentially a double album because it's the same album twice, just mixed by different people. And that was off the latter half, so-called Dark Side mix, which, I don't know, I've listened to a bit of both, I've listened to the Dark Side, but, hoping to listen to all of the Bright Side, too. It's the other one. Before that, we had, Lucy with In Love With Life. Before that was Geneva Jacuzzi with Macho Island. Bar Italia with Miracle Crush. I saw them a few days ago, actually, in Brighton. It's a good show. And I think we started this set with Sam Wilkes with Ag from his new album, Driving. And I think for now, I'm just going to end the show off with... I've been very contemporary today, so I think I'm going to go back to the 80s with some Ambitious Lovers, which is Arto Lindsay's project from around that time. He started off with the Lounge Lizards, actually. Went on to play... I don't know exactly what his scene was, but I've listened to some of his solo albums too. Anyway, this is Ambitious Lovers with Copy Me.
For 7 hours.